two playoff finals yesterday for the two city clubs here in Galway. Two away games and two wins. A fantastic afternoon for Corinthians and Galwegians. Corinthians travelled to take on UL Bohemians in Anacotti in Limerick, and that finished UL Bohemians 21, Galway Corinthians 35. Galwegians travelled to take on Dolphin in Cork, and that game finished Dolphin 19, Galwegians 25. So both sides are promoted. Galwegians go from Division 2C back to Division 2B, and Corinthians go from Division 2B up to Division 2A. It was almost a similar story for Corinthians. They were 14-0 down last weekend against Wanderers in the semi-final, and they found themselves 14-5 down, right on the cusp of half-time in this game. They'd scored the first try. Finn McNulty put them 5-0 ahead after 27 minutes. But a penalty try on the 33rd minute, which saw Sean Nocton go to the bin for 10 minutes, and an O'Connor try, which was converted by Harry Byrne, left them 9 points adrift. But right on half-time, Oran Burke got in for a try under the post, which John Devine converted, to leave it 14-12 to Bohemians at half-time. But the second half started with a bang for Corinthians. Nocton kicked a penalty in the 43rd minute to put them 15-14 ahead. Evan Kenny got in for a try in the 46th minute, which was converted by Sean Nocton, who'd just come back on after his yellow card. That was 22-14. Nocton banged over a penalty on 51 minutes. Kenny got his second try on 59 minutes, which was converted to leave them 32-14 ahead. A late score by Sheehy left it 32-19 when Byrne converted that try. But Nocton, in the 78th minute, kicked a final penalty to put Corinthians 14 points ahead. A fine effort, and they really did turn it on after half time. There were so many good players yesterday. John Devine, Sean Nocton, Evan Kenny had a great game at nine, but the forwards were also absolutely fantastic. And Mark Boyle, the captain, stood out there. But the whole effort by the 23, the bench in particular, worked really well. Corinthians have worked very hard for this, and they'll be absolutely delighted. Meantime, Galwegians travel down to Dolphin, and they score tries through Shane Mallon, Andrew Sherlock and Tiernan Neville. They led 13-5 at half-time and 25-12 throughout a lot of the second half. There was a late try for Dolphin, but it wasn't enough for them, and Galwegians have got themselves up a division. Tiernan Neville also added two penalties and two conversions. So a very successful day for the Connacht City-based teams. It's great effort by both of them to get promoted. It also helps Connacht rugby, because it's a better level of rugby for them to be putting Connacht academy players, or even players maybe coming back from injury that they want, to give them an opportunity. The final scores again. In the Division 2A, 2B final, UL Bohemians 21, Corinthians 35. And in the 2B, 2C, it finished Dolphin 19, Galwegians 25.